once again, it's so powerful. I don't have to feel low because I keep on feeling low so many times. Another question I would like to ask. Gentlemen, we do a lot of things and we deeply love our family and our friends, you know, whenever we are with them. There's an atmosphere of happiness and everything is going smooth. We really love them. We really care for them. Some incident, something one of us do which is not right, our attitude changes. I don't know where that love, that happiness just runs away. Why? Love is eternal. Happiness is eternal. Peace is eternal. One incident and it just vanishes.
We've become habituated to allowing negative emotions to come in. We don't maintain positive emotions and sustain them and nurture them sufficiently. And so it's very easy for something negative to happen, whether it's a word, an incident, or whatever it may be, but that negative incident will instantly spark negative emotions within me. And so they always say that one side of the coin is love and the other side of the coin
is hate.
I don't want to use the word. But this is what happens, that something creates that negativity within us. And so what I have to learn is what are the buttons that get pushed that cause negativity from within me. Because I might have been in a very positive state, a very positive frame of mind, and that person said something, and I said, it's okay, maybe they're tired, maybe they've had a hard day, and I'll be able to let it pass by and not take it to heart. On another day, somehow I don't have that inner capacity, and so they say something which isn't such a big thing anyway, but the way I respond to it is a huge thing. And so I make it very big, and I take it on in a very negative sense, and it grows bigger and bigger the more I think about it. And so I have to find, it's again part of the key, if I want to come to that state of constant happiness, so that then really others can depend on me. If today I'm able to share happiness and love, and tomorrow something changes and I become upset and angry, they can't really put their trust in me because they don't know what my mood is going to be from one moment to the next. And so next time they approach me, it'll be with a little bit of hesitation. It won't be with that same firmness of conviction and faith and trust. And so I have to find, what is it that triggers my own negativity? It's still, as Shivani Pen said, it's within me. But what are the triggers? What are the buttons that push me? And why does it happen? Is it because I allow myself to get drained? Is it because I allow myself to get dependent? What is it?
And somewhere, you know, some other tension might be there. You know, so many times now I've started looking at it. It's like somewhere someone else has said something which is still there. And this is just, you know, because of the suppression of that anger. And at times it just does that. Wonderful. We got another key. It's like if we are angry with somebody, or if somebody, we say that somebody has taken away our happiness, somewhere the realization has to seep in. It's me who created that unhappiness, you know. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Yandiman.
It's not an easy thing to do. Because taking responsibility means now I have to sort myself out. And I don't like doing that. I'd much rather put it on to somebody else and complain and blame. But now it means I have to start doing something for myself. But it's actually a liberation. It's a way in which then I can become free.
Wonderful. Till date, it's a bondage. That anyone can come, say anything, and I can get hurt. So from today onwards, let's try to get that power. That, you know, at least the key. We'll try to unlock that. But the key, if we are able to get, we might be able to work on. Shivani, there's another question I have. Is that at times we say that unless or until we experience sorrow, we'll not enjoy happiness. It is not possible to be happy each moment of my life.
Each one of us has this pure desire to be always physically healthy, right? And that's the purpose with which we work. We take care of ourselves, the food we eat, the water we drink, the air we breathe, the exercise we do. Everything is with the aim and objective, I should always be physically healthy. Have you ever set this aim in life, that sometimes healthy, sometimes ill, it's okay. If I don't fall ill once in a while, how will I value health? Would we ever say that? No. If I ever set this goal, see, when I set the goal that I want to always be healthy, then very rarely, once in a while, we fall ill. Right? But the aim and the attention every day is constant,
oh,
good
it's
health.
It's a big, big mindset shift that I can always be happy.
If I've already conditioned myself with the belief system that I want to experience pain once in a while, then that once in a while will be once in a while, once in an hour, then once in half an hour, once in 5 minutes, and then very often, most of the time. And then we will say, at least let me sit in peace for 1 minute now. That
I
means
need peace.
Most of the time I've been in pain.
Pain.
So let's set the aim of perfect health and start working towards it. If we already set the aim that once in a while health, once in a while disease is okay, then
that's true.
Anyways, there's so much of pollution.
But we have been living with this belief system that kabhi khushi kabhi gham. Sometimes happiness, sometimes sorrow. That's the way of life. But today you're giving us another opportunity, you know, another belief system that each moment of my life can be happy. I choose it. It
I
is
choose
my choice.
It and I consciously stay in that awareness the whole day that I am the creator, irrespective of possessions, irrespective of my position, and very important, irrespective of people.
There is so much suffering in the world today. We all around see pain and, you know, everyone looks sad. How can I am always be happy? How is it possible when I'm looking around, looking at suffering and pain around?
When I see suffering, I have to be here, where on the one side I see the suffering of others, but also I see what it is I can do for them, so that I don't become emotionally entangled. For example, if I see somebody crying, and it could be very easy for me to cry with them, and that would be a sign of compassion and empathy maybe. But something better than just simply sharing my tears with them would be for me to be so aware inside and have that key of love and compassion within me, so that then I'm able to wipe away their tears and make them smile also. So that would be something that I could only do if I maintain that state of neutrality. I'll use another word here, which is perhaps something that we use more within our spiritual language, and that is detachment. And the word detachment is very often misunderstood, and people see it as cutting off. But detachment means being in that neutral space in which I can see what it is I need to do, how it is I can contribute, and also it means being so stable within my own center point within that I don't get affected by the things that are going on around me. So that yes, somebody is giving me flowers and I'll smile, and but my happiness doesn't depend on their giving me flowers. But equally, when I see suffering, I don't cry, because I know that my stability is the way in which I can help them. So that neutrality, that stability, that detachment within, but also it means that state in which I have filled myself and there's an abundance within me that I'm able to share. If I'm empty inside,
I'll never be able
then
to do that.
What am I going to be able to give to others?
Oh, that's so beautiful. You just, I think, amazing, you know, like if there is somebody who's in pain around me, if I know I have the strength to create happiness within me, it'll automatically flow.
I can help them.
Yeah.
I can take that step for, I can help them take that step, which can enable them to look at life a little bit differently, to look at things from a different perspective, and to see what choices they have so that then they feel empowered and they're able to do something for themselves and they're able to start smiling again.
Wonderful. Rather than doing things again, we are into human doings. We give them the power to be able to do it themselves. That's so beautiful. Shivani, then there's another question which somebody has said. My business partner has cheated me and has taken over a large part of my business. It doesn't have to be a business partner. We've been cheated so many times. Small cheatings, big cheatings. Cheating is cheating, right? And it really makes me unhappy. And if it is a big hurt, a very, very deep hurt, how can I be happy? It continues to come back to me. You know, the moment I'm happy, again the thought will come, this has happened to me. He did this to me. And my happiness is not there.
It's true, because since our happiness, and when we're looking at happiness, we're not meaning excitement. You know, sometimes happiness is always connected with excitement, always being in this very bubbly, energetic way. But happiness just means that the situation has come or the person has done something, and I'm able to cross that with, as Jayantiben said, stability, not getting very disturbed. So my business partner has cheated me and has taken a large sum of my money or my business with him. But whether he can take my happiness with him, he can take a lot of my money with him. But whether I want to give the happiness away, that's still my choice. When something like this comes or happens to us in life, there are two ways of handling the same situation. One is, of course, you take, you know, take the help or the support of the law of the land and you do whatever you can do. But even while doing that, you know, going to court or police or whatever, one is with chaos inside, and one is with stability inside. Doing outside, but not letting it affect you inside. And one is sometimes, even the law of the land is not able to do something for me. And then I understand that there is another law, and that is the spiritual law, the law of karma. I understand that someone asked me yesterday very beautifully, does that mean that I should not punish that one who has done wrong to me? So if I punish someone who's done wrong to me, I will be creating
another karma.
So when I understand that two laws are working every time, one is the law of the land and the other is the law of karma. So what each one has done, they will get a result of that. But now what every thought I create in that situation, I am also creating my karma. See, one is she has done something to me, so her credit and debit account is going all up and down and the counter is moving very, very fast. But one is I am constantly thinking about her and sending her negative vibes. With every vibe, with every thought that I send her, I am also creating my karma. So when I understand that, it helps me to remain stable. And I also understand that the money I have lost or the business that I have lost is also because of some karma, previous karma of mine. And that's why you have done this to me. But now I do not want to create any more new account with you by creating that thought of fame.
It means like I can continue to do things which will get my money back.
Of course, I can, but for that also I will need to be...
You know what, at times, what this shows is that, okay, you then don't even bother. If it's law of karma...
No, we didn't say that. We said first the law of the land. We said
that. I should continue.
We will not say, okay, take everything and go away. No.
This means that I continue to do things which are needed. Doing part should remain, but my inside thoughts should not be negative or with, you know, lot of hurt.
You know, with hatred. It's not even hurt after that. It's hatred. There is so much hatred. Because what happens because of that? Create this scenario right now. Suppose this has happened with us. And yes, that one person has taken something away. But the hatred I create and the hurt I create day in and day out, and discussing that at home again and again, all that hurt and that hatred first comes to me, then comes to my children, my whole family. It affects my health, physical also. It affects my relationships. All this loss, who is responsible?
Mm-hmm.
So let me go to court, let me fight the case, let me do whatever, but not create that hatred and that anger. Because money gone, not in my control. But stability gone, or to keep it safely, that is at every step, even in the worst scenario, still in my control. You know, at times when something like this happens to people, they can actually curse the opposite person, and I wish this happens with him and this happens to him. So all these thoughts that I'm creating, who are they going to go through? I am creating the thought. So who will first experience the feeling of that hatred? It's me. That person's taken the money, but I am giving myself that feeling of hatred. So let's have mercy on ourselves. Let's not give ourselves so much hurt, pain and hatred. It may or may not reach the other person, but it's definitely first coming to me, and definitely to my immediate family and friends who are always there with me. My vibrations are going to them day in and day out.
Wonderful. Jyoti, maybe you would like to say something?
I was enjoying the conversation we were having and the explanation. But there was one thought that crossed my mind, and I didn't indicate anything, so you picked up my thought. But and that's when you talked about spiritual laws. There's another very interesting law. It's part of the same story. But that is, whatever it is I've put out is what's coming back to me. And so can I say that I have never cheated, I have never deceived anyone. And so maybe all the things that sister has said is right, the law of the land, what it is I should do on an inner level, but on a further level of introspection, it makes me ask the question, but what lesson is this teaching me? And what is it that is the power of honesty? And maybe if today I have that determined thought that I will not cheat, I will not deceive, then that's also the vibration that I'm putting out, and that's what protects me for the future. Because in a world that's very corrupt today, and that's true globally, I think we know enough of the information of what's going on secretly behind locked doors now to know that corruption is a global issue, really, and I still want to go into more details. But how do I protect myself from all of that? I can't say, I don't want to be part of the world. I am part of the world.
But I really like that, that if I'll be honest, it will not be that I'll be on a pedestal. It will be I'll be protecting myself.
That's what I believe.
I like
that. If I'm making sure that I don't deceive anyone, that I can truly be trustworthy, I don't cheat, then the same is going to come back to me. And also on a subtle level, that's the energy I'm putting out, and the right people will be coming to me, and they'll be the people with that same quality that's attracting towards each other. And so my interaction for the future will also have that divine protection. I believe that totally.
Wonderful, that's great, you know. That's actually, again, the power of thought. That whatever I'm going to give out, the same kind of people will be around me. Oh, so you, like, at times we say that whichever company you're keeping, people are able to recognize the way you are. You know, so that's wonderful. Again, we come down to that. We are looking for key to happiness, love, and peace. We've tried to sort out happiness and love. Peace still remains. You know, there is, like, we always feel that peace means being calm, gentlemen. And I think you're a personification of peace if we look at you. But there is a question which people feel. Say, if I'm peaceful, I become energyless. I become passive and I become lazy. I don't want to, the peace is like laid back. I don't want to do anything. Is that so?
That's not my experience.
Yes, I've been watching you. Wow. You've been working throughout the day.
If you think really about laziness, yes, that's a whole different state of being laid back and, okay, never mind, let the world do what it wants. But peace is not, you know, letting the world do what it wants. Peace is a very proactive state in which I make a decision. I'm not going to allow the things of chaos that are happening around me to drain me of my energy. I'm not going to allow my mind to be disturbed by all the things that are happening. I'm going to come back to that point of stability and peace within. So it's a very proactive decision that I make at that moment. And it's actually a very beautiful way of conserving my energy. Because when I'm feeling restless and peaceless and upset, I'm draining myself of energy. And then when I have to face a situation, my mind is not clear, I'm not thinking properly, I'm confused, and I don't make the right decision about things, and so it's going to be more of a mess. But if I stay calm, cool is a popular word today, but people don't actually know how to stay really cool inside, because that's another word for being very peaceful. And so what I'm doing is maintaining that cool, maintaining that neutrality actually also, in which I'm conserving my energy so that then I have the power to do what I need to do at a time that's necessary. Otherwise, I don't have that capacity. I'm not able to take the opportunities that life is offering me. If I'm able to stay calm, I can see what's going on and where it is I have to go next and what it is I have to do. If I'm caught up in chaos, how am I going to know that?
Yeah, in fact, it is like my vision becomes clear.
Absolutely.
Because if there is calm, yeah, if you look at the sea. Jayantiben, we've been talking about meditation and connecting with him. Mm. We would like to request you now to make us through that beautiful experience of connecting with God and with the being.
I go on a journey inwards and I connect with the inner being. I'd forgotten my own identity. I thought I was this body, but I'm much, much, much more than this physical body. I am that being that transcends time and space, a being that is eternal. The body is material. From dust we have come, and again the body will return to dust. But I am spirit. I am the being of light. I connect with myself, having forgotten myself for a long time. And there is a joy of rediscovery. And as I go deep within my own inner world, I come to a state of stability, of peace. At peace with myself, at peace with others around me.
Thank you, Jayantiben. It was such a wonderful experience. We all experienced it. And before I take your leave, this very special thing for all of us here, I would like to ask you, is that we understand the key. You've given us the key. You've shown us the power we can take from God. But the moment we're going to step out from here, it'll all just vanish. I would request you to just, in few words, tell us how to actually sustain it. What is the real way to understand Raju?
I'd like you all to experiment with one thing. We were talking about the being in here. Try coming back to this again and again. And whatever else you do, just carry away this mantra of Om Shanti, Om I Am. Not to repeat it in words or in sound, but in awareness, in feeling. As you begin to follow the path and understand all of these things, that wisdom grows and the key stays safe with you.
Thank you so much, Jayanti Ben, Shivani Ben, and thank you, audience. It was so beautiful.
I felt really inspired after the talk. I mean, I loved the whole way it was structured and how we've got, you know, like how they kind of spoke through the meditation. And I feel like they instilled a lot of hope into me.
While you're watching it, the feeling you get within yourself is incredible.
Really, really helps us in everyday life. Yeah, and it was like how to cope with your uncertainty.
Very, very comfortable, really enjoyed it. And just hope that more people will benefit from it as well.
One thing I can say that I came here this evening very poor, I'm going back very rich. Rich with inspiration, rich with thoughts, and lots of practical ideas.
What I actually learned is when we say uncertainty, at the end it comes to be like a change. And I personally believe that change is a sign of growth. So even if some things are changing, we still need to think as a growth, rather than taking as something as a negative thing.
It was very peaceful, and I like to continue the same, you know. And I like to go on this, listen to them more often.
I found it very interesting. This is my first ever experience.
The experience was there. It was very relaxing, and especially the meditation was very relaxing.
It was also presented in a very accessible way as well, with the translation and then also the format. Yeah, that was very good.
Wonderful.
Brilliant.
Very nice.
Very relaxing.
Calming.
It was amazing.